You've listened to the show. You've followed us on social media. Now the next step is to literally put us on your body. Over at MidnightBurgerMerch.com, we've got shirts, hats, hoodies, stickers, tote bags, mugs, a thing to put wine in, an apron for some reason, all kinds of fun stuff to announce to the world that you listen to the greatest podcast in the multiverse. Go to MidnightBurgerMerch.com right now and use the code BURGERTIME for 10% off at the register. That's MidnightBurgerMerch.com.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Things may still be a little weird around here.
Things are always weird around here.
Right. This would be a new category of weird. Clementine told me that at one point she disintegrated your body, and then she reconstructed your body from ambient molecules in the atmosphere.
I'm sorry, she what now?
Jesus, Frank, just go away! But you look like you're doing great, so keep a lookout for that as well.
What's this town?
Oh, okay. Hood's Pocket.
That's a funny name.
It's a funny town. Up there is Mount Hood. The town sits in just the right place so that it hardly ever gets direct sunlight. It's in the shadow of the mountain most of the year. Hood's Pocket.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
Kind of been looking for a category to put that whole experience in.
Me too.
All night. I've been doing that all night.
Ah, you didn't sleep either?
Sleep. Ah! Sure, sleep. It's like everybody has weird shit happen to them, right? They swear they saw a ghost or a UFO. Or Sasquatch.
But that's easy to understand.
Right. I know what a UFO is, or Bigfoot, but this?
Hard to describe.
Gather round the campfire, everyone, and let me tell you of the time an entire diner appeared in our parking lot.
And how right before that, several copies of My Mom and Dad started arguing in said parking lot.
And how some leggy redhead showed up and apparently started unraveling reality.
And how it was all solved by the... I don't know, the universe being rebooted or something.
And before all that, Frank was disintegrated and then put back together again by that same redhead. Oh. Sorry, too soon.
Hey, you two. What can I get you?
Deidre!
Hey.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
I thought you joined the Peace Corps or something.
You did? Why?
I asked TJ where his granddaughter went, and he said she joined the Peace Corps or something.
Oh, no. I was doing some community organizing in the city.
Yeah. What were you doing?
It was the Stop the Tram project.
There's a tram? What tram are you stopping?
The Mount Hood tram?
Am I supposed to know about this?
I don't know anything about
this. They want to build an aerial tram that takes people all the way to the top of the mountain.
Really?
Yes.
And you stopped it.
Nope. They're totally building it. We totally failed. Months and months of getting the word out, and we totally failed. And then I fell into a deep, what the hell am I doing with my life depression? So, I figured I should probably come work for my grandpa again. So, I am now back, completely humiliated, and serving drinks to, locals.
That sucks. Deidre, I'm sorry. How are you holding on?
Still super depressed, but successfully covering it all up by being chipper.
Atta girl.
Hey, Deidre, let me ask you something. Have you noticed anything weird lately?
Weird?
Yeah, out of the ordinary.
Does being a grown-ass woman without any direction in life count?
Let's say no.
Then no.
Huh. Well, if you notice anything out of the ordinary, could you give me a call?
Sure. That is kind of a weird thing to say, Frank.
That is kind of a weird thing to say, Frank.
Just give me a call, okay?
Okay. What can I get you?
Two IPAs.
Sure.
But what are you doing?
You heard what they said last night. Things could get weird here. We should keep a lookout.
That was last night.
I know. I just figured Clementine was here a few times. Maybe, I don't know.
You're going to start a neighborhood watch for strangeness?
I don't know.
Frank, are you maybe a little freaked out right now?
Aren't you?
Yeah. I think I'm still in shock.
Well, let me know when that wears off.
But that scientist lady didn't tell me that I got, I forget her exact words.
She said, at one point, she disintegrated your body. And then she reconstructed your body from ambient molecules in the atmosphere.
Yeah. That's not great.
No.
But look, I'm poking you right now.
I can see that.
That's solid Frank right there. You're right there.
Am I?
Yes.
If my truck was destroyed and then someone made a new truck out of thin air that looks like my truck, is that my truck?
I don't know. Did you check the glove compartment for that road flare you keep in there?
I'm being serious.
Yeah, I know, Frank, but you brought up some serious philosophical shit just now. I don't know if we're going to get that all worked out in an afternoon at the Sheepside Roadhouse.
Right. Guess not.
You're Frank. You're right there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Frank?
Flat Dog!
I have asked people to stop calling me Flat Dog.
Sorry, Doug. Hi.
I heard you were asking around about, weird shit.
You... Wait, how did you hear about that already?
I don't know.
That was like 90 seconds ago.
Look, I heard it, okay?
Are you seeing some weird shit, Doug?
No.
Okay.
Okay. What are we talking about then, Doug?
I would like to be warned if there's anything weird going on.
Ah, I see.
I don't like weird shit, Frank.
I understand.
I have been hit by two snowplows, and I don't like weird shit. It's a pattern with me.
We get it.
Technically, getting hit by three snowplows would be a pattern. Twice is just a coincidence.
Well, why would you even put that out into the world, June?
I'm sorry.
Now I'm freaked out about a third snowplow.
You weren't before? I would be.
She's really sorry.
It's currently spring, so you've got that working for you.
We didn't mean renegade snowplows. We were just talking about... If you see anything out of the ordinary, give me a call at the motel, okay?
You guys have got to tell me if something's going on.
Not Flat Doug. We will. I promise. Just give me a call.
Yeah. Okay.
Look both ways when you cross the street. I mean, seriously, though, who doesn't hear a snowplow coming? And then, who doesn't hear a snowplow coming the second time?
We have to protect Flat Doug. No one else is going to work at the convenience store. It takes a particular brand of human to do that.
Plow magnet brand, apparently.
Frank?
Celeste. Hello.
I heard you were looking for weird shit.
Jesus.
You see what you did?
Sure. Celeste, what have you got?
Well, the raccoons were back at my place again.
Celeste, you've really got to fix your garbage cans, okay?
There were two of them. I heard them back there. They knocked over the trash cans, so I rushed out back to shoo them away. And then, when I hit them with the porch lights, one of them, well, instead of running away, he just stood up like a man. He stood there with his arms wide like this. He just stood there like he wanted a hug or something. He stood there like that for 5 minutes.
You stood there staring down a raccoon for 5 minutes.
What? What was I supposed to do?
Discuss current events?
Look, Celeste, I don't think that's the kind of weird thing we're talking about. Celeste, but you really need some locking trash cans.
Why am I going to spend money on something I put garbage in?
Well, we just replaced ours at the motel. I'll bring a couple of our old ones by your place. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Standing there like a man.
Yep, I understand.
I would say that she needs to quit drinking, but I think I'm more scared of a sober Celeste. Oh, shit! Edgy Steve alert!
Frank, how you doing, pal?
Steve.
Listen, I'm hearing rumblings in town about weird shit going on.
How does this happen in 2 minutes?
I'd like the inside track on this. I need to know what's going on at all times. I don't want any surprises.
There's nothing to tell. Steve, it's just a question I asked Deidre literally 2 minutes ago.
I need to stay abreast of these things, Frank.
Abreast?
Guy like me? I'm an entrepreneur.
You're a meth dealer.
And as an entrepreneur, I need to have my finger on the pulse of the community. I need to be jacked into the nervous system. I need to stay on top of trends.
In a town of 600 people?
I have a lot of projects coming down the pipeline. If there's weird shit going on, I need to know about it.
What are these projects, Steve?
I can't talk about it. It's proprietary.
What does proprietary mean?
Proprietary means I can't talk about
it. That's not what proprietary means.
Okay, I promise I'll keep you updated, Steve.
Thanks, man. Hey, are you on LinkedIn?
Please, go away. Now.
Okay, 2 IPAs.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, my grandpa just called and he wants to know why you're asking around about weird things going on.
What? Where is your grandfather right now?
Right now? Fishing.
Does he have security cameras up in this place or something?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe?
Okay. Okay. Everybody, can you cut the music for a second, Deidre? Everybody, listen up. Everybody. Thanks. Look, I know I just asked Deidre literally a few minutes ago if she's seen anything weird lately. That doesn't mean it's a time for people to panic. It was an innocent question. It's not anything to worry about.
Did you hear about Celeste Raccoon's...
Mm-hmm. Standing up like a man.
Yep. And that's not what I'm talking about at all. So... raccoons do weird things, right? We've all seen it, but that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, though?
Are you going to help me here?
This is what happens when you don't discuss things with me beforehand.
Frank, we all live here, okay? If there's something you're not telling us, I feel like we have a right to know what it is.
And if it involves snowplows.
It doesn't involve snowplows. Doug?
Is this about the secret military base?
There's no secret military base.
I mean, the very nature of a secret military base is that you don't know about it.
Will their transmissions break into my radio station sometime?
Nope. No, they don't.
I'm with Celeste. I think they've got one of those listening stations hidden around the other side of the mountain.
That's what it is, a listening station.
Really? Can either of you tell me what a listening station is?
It's where they listen to
things. No, you can't. Okay, you can't say it's nearby if you don't know what it is.
Agree to disagree.
Frank, you can't start asking us about weird shit going on without telling us why.
Okay, never mind. Okay. Forget I said anything. I'm not asking about anything. I'm not curious. I'm not suspicious. I'm nothing. Okay. I'm Frank. I'm sitting here at the bar having a beer. That's it. No weird shit is going on. Everything's fine. Everything's normal. Oh, fuck. What was that?
Were those gunshots?
Wait, what is that? Hunters? Doug, when is hunting season?
Not till October. Oh. Also... that's not a rifle.
Doug, what do you mean it wasn't a rifle?
Sounded more like a pistol.
Is Flat Doug a gun person?
He is.
A guy with his kind of luck should not be a gun person.
Yeah, have you ever tried to get a gun person to not be a gun person? Wait, where's it coming from?
I think it's over that way.
No, it's the other way. You're hearing the echo.
I think you're hearing the
That's
echo.
That's definitely a pistol. Colt 45, I think.
It's getting closer.
Is anyone else hearing a horse?
What the hell?
Oh, shit. Over there.
You'll never catch me, lawman.
Everybody down!
What the fuck?
What the hell is happening?
When do we have outlaws?
Deidre, get down!
Relentless Rick don't surrender for nothing.
That's Relentless Rick.
What?
That's... he's a bandit.
Why is he breaking into the sporting goods store?
Deidre, what are you talking about?
Relentless Rick, he robbed the cash stores of timber companies.
Robbed? Past tense?
Uh-huh. In the 1850s?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Frank, I found something weird.
Can we just wait for the store to open?
Why is he breaking into the sporting goods store?
Maybe he's having a sporting goods emergency.
The sporting goods store used to be a holding station for a timber company. They kept the payroll there.
Damn money.
Is there anybody in there?
No, it's the off-season. Jeremiah's got the place closed up until September.
Is this some kind of historical reenactment thing? Like, for tourists? Because I was thinking of doing something like that. That's my intellectual property in there!
That's not how intellectual property works, Steve.
Frank, what's going on?
Okay, everybody, listen up. When Frank was asking about weird shit going on, this is what he was talking about. Some sort of Wild West character riding a house through town shooting a gun. Okay, weird, right? This is what he meant!
What the fuck is he doing now?
I think he's shooting Jeremiah's safe.
Are we just gonna let him go crazy in there?
Where is Jeremiah?
He's a paralegal in Eugene during the off season.
Jeremiah is a paralegal?
Mm-hmm. Helped me file for divorce number 2.
Okay. Okay. Can someone get Jeremiah on the phone and tell him what's happening?
Yeah, I think we have his number inside.
What are you gonna do?
I guess I'm going to go talk to him.
He's got a gun, Frank.
Well, he hasn't hit anything. Yeah.
I'm coming with you.
No, stay here.
Oh, shut up. I'm coming with you.
Fine. Everyone else, stay here.
Frank, what the hell is going on?
Okay. Okay. June's right. This is the weird shit I was talking about. Okay? Things may start getting a little weird in town. I can't really explain why. Just, we're going to figure this out. Okay? Stay here. June and I are going to talk to him.
Today's show is brought to you by June's Journey. Hello there, party people. It's Joe. Are you listening to this show while in a room full of people you are desperately trying to not have a conversation with, but also don't want to look at social media because it's a nonstop sluice of vapid attention seekers? Well, then it's a good thing I showed up to tell you about mobile game June's Journey. In June's Journey, you step into the glamorous world of the 1920s through the lens of June Parker as she sets out to uncover scandalous family secrets and solve the unexplained death of her sister. This hidden object mystery game will put your detective skills to the test as you search beautifully detailed scenes for clues from the parlors of New York to the streets of Paris. But it's not all serious sleuthing. June's Journey also lets you relax and get creative by building and decorating your very own luxurious island estate. Let your imagination run wild as you customize expansive gardens and beautiful buildings. You can even join a detective club to chat, play, and test your skills against other players. Not only am I hooked on June's Journey, but so is my cat. Because he knows that when I'm playing June's Journey, I will be sitting still for the next several minutes and he can sit on my feet. Yes, my feet. I don't know why he does it. Trust me, you'll quickly find yourself lost in this vivid world with a cat sitting on some part of your body as well. June needs your help, detective. Download June's Journey for free on iOS and Android.
Okay, so we're in agreement that this is not some history nut, that this is the actual guy.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy.
And what was his name again?
Relentless Rick.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This is not the type of weirdness I was expecting.
You know what's funny? This is not the weirdest thing to happen to us in the last 24 hours.
That's a good way of looking at it.
We're nowhere near 1,000 Hyundai Sonatas territory. Though, I wasn't expecting any weird shit we saw to be this rootin' tootin'.
Any idea how to appeal to an outlaw from the 1850s?
I don't know. Whiskey? Prostitutes? Hand-rolled cigarettes?
Who's there?
Hey there, it's Rick, right?
That ain't my name.
Relentless Rick?
That's me.
Rick, there's not any money in there.
I'm looking at a safe right now. You telling me there ain't no money in it?
Yeah, it's empty. It's empty, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's empty. They empty it out in the off season and they take it to a bank in the city.
There ain't no bank in this city.
Oh shit, really?
Get it together, 1850s Oregon.
Who in the heck are you?
I'm Frank. I run the hotel in town.
Hotel?
Yeah.
They got a damn hotel in this town now?
They do.
This place is going straight to hell.
It really is, Rick.
Who's the lady?
I'm June. Hi. I run the, dress shop.
They got a damn hotel and a damn dress shop now?
Sure do.
That's a damn shame. Used to be nothing but trees around here.
That's good news for you, Rick. It's really hard to rob a tree.
Hell, I guess that's right.
So, Rick... Rick, you've got a lot of people really scared out here.
Well, they should be, darn it. If I don't get this safe open, I'm going to have to use my last stick of dynamite. I was saving it for a special occasion.
No dynamite, Rick. Really bad idea.
Rick, the safe is empty.
Ma'am, I've been all over this territory and I ain't never seen an empty safe. You don't get yourself a safe so it can just sit there empty.
That's a fair point, actually. Also, he called me ma'am. It was very classy.
Deidre, did you get Jeremiah on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on with him right now.
Okay, tell him we need the combination to the safe.
Why?
We need to show him that it's empty.
Oh, okay.
Rick, listen, we're going to get you the combination to the safe so you can see it's empty, okay?
You better.
Yep, no dynamite, Rick.
Y'all better hurry up.
36, 22... 31.
Okay, Rick, it's 36, 22, 31.
I ain't ever opened a safe with the combination before.
Aw, bless his heart.
So go right, then left, then right.
Right, left, right. Well, shit.
See?
What in the hell is the safe doing here empty?
I know. It's like you were saying, Rick. The whole town's going to hell.
Rick. Come on, man. You're just wasting bullets now. I'm sure they're expensive.
Shit.
Rick, you sound a little desperate in there. Are you on the run from a... What do they call it?
A posse?
A posse. That's it. Rick... Are you on the run from a posse? I can almost guarantee they're not going to find you.
Oh, my God. Please, God, don't let a posse start riding through town.
I'm running from no posse.
Rick, what's going on? You sound like a sad little cowboy in there.
I'm running from a posse.
What are you running from, Rick?
Progress.
Progress?
Progress. Right. Deidre!
What?
When did Oregon become a state?
A state?
Yeah.
1859.
Ah, progress.
Progress. Hey, Rick, are you worried about the Oregon Territory becoming a state?
As soon as they sign them papers, I'm going to have U.S. Marshals hit it right up my ass.
That's a striking visual, Rick, but are you sure that's true?
What happened in California? As soon as they joined up, I ran north. You think I want to be here? I hate the rain.
Yeah, it's a lot. You try and tell people it rains a lot, but they just don't hear you.
I feel like I ain't been dry in 7 years.
My heart goes out to this guy.
How many people has he killed?
Hey, don't do that to Rick. He has one skill. Banditry. What is he supposed to do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should we talk to him about community college?
So what was the plan, Rick?
Same as everybody else in my line of work.
Canada?
Canada.
And you needed one last score.
It's about the size of it.
What do you want to do? Start a GoFundMe for the time-traveling cowboy?
How much did you need, Rick?
More than you got on you, ma'am.
Okay, let's run some numbers. Let's see what we can do.
$75.
$75.
That's right.
$75 will get you to Canada and get you set up with a new life.
By my estimations.
God. Inflation is real.
Everybody, come here.
I'm not going over there. He has a gun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he used all his bullets on the safe. Come here.
What are you doing?
Have you got $75 on you?
No.
Well, how much do you have?
11.
Great. That's a start. Give it here.
We're giving him the money?
If we give him the money, and he'll at least get out of town and be Canada's problem.
Okay.
Frank, what are we doing?
We need $75. How much cash do you have?
Oh, like $8?
$5. I could check my tip jar, but it's kind of early in the day.
Great. Steve?
I don't carry cash.
You're a drug dealer.
I am many things, thank you.
Steve?
I'm 100% Venmo now.
How were you all drinking at the bar just now?
Yeah, they're all on a tab.
Of course they are. Okay, Deidre, can you get $75 out of the till? Tell TJ I'll pay him back.
And a bottle of whiskey. Preferably one with no label and a cork in it.
Oh, okay.
Rick, we're gonna try to help you out, okay?
This ain't the typical reaction when I come to town firing my gun.
Well, it's like you said, Rick, the whole town's going to hell.
Y'all gonna pay me to leave town?
We are, but don't take it personally, Rick.
Okay, here's the money. We didn't have any bottles without labels, so I got the bottle of Old Granddad, because it honestly sounded the old-timiest.
Great work, Deidre. Give it here.
You're going in there?
Yeah. I'm gonna go hang out with the bandit.
And then encourage him to leave town.
Of course, Frank.
June, he does not get to crash on your couch.
Oh, relax. Rick, I'm coming in! Hey there, cowboy.
Ma'am?
Here you go. $75.
I can't believe y'all are just giving me money.
Consider it a severance package. From America.
A what now?
Never mind. Here, have some whiskey.
Obliged. What in hell is all this?
Skiing gear.
Skiing?
Yeah, it's, you see these here? You go to the top of the mountain, you strap these to your feet, and then you go down the side of the mountain. Very fast.
That sounds ill-advised.
You rob people for a living, Rick.
Suppose I ain't one to talk, am I?
No. Rick, you're a bona fide crime doer.
Skiing. The world keeps changing on me. You ever get that feeling?
Oh, yeah. All the time. That's why I live way up here. Seems like big changes are happening in the city first, and then they make their way out here. At least that way I can see them coming. I don't have to wake up one morning and suddenly everything's different. My mom worked a lot, and my dad was always out on a fishing boat, so I never really knew what to expect when I woke up in the morning. Living up here gives me a little lead time.
Well, I always knew what to expect of my daddy.
That's nice.
Expected him to be drunk.
Aw.
Drove me out of the house when I was 11 years old. Figured I knew how to ride a horse, shoot a gun. What else do I need to know?
How to drive a stick?
Now look, everything's about to be the United States around here. I don't know how to operate in a land that's got laws. How am I supposed to keep track of them all?
Does seem to be a lot of them.
Now I gotta figure out how to be a gall-darn Canadian. I ain't learning no French. That's for damn sure.
Maybe you like it up there.
I don't even know what they do up there. What transpires in Canada?
I think it's mostly beaver hunting and syrup making at this point.
Well, now that's just sad.
Yeah, I guess so. Always a white Christmas, though.
Maybe I'll get one of them furry hats.
Sure. Grow a beard, hunt a moose. Get weird with it, Rick.
Might not be so bad.
It's actually the national motto of Canada. Might not be so bad.
Maybe I'll learn a little French.
Maybe just a word or two. You never know.
I appreciate y'all helping me out.
Don't mention it. Come on outside and say hello to everyone before you go.
Yeah, all right.
Everyone, this is Relentless Rick, the soon-to-be Canadian.
Afternoon, all. Sorry about the mess.
Is that actually...
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yes, it is.
I'm freaking out over here, man.
Just keep it together, Doug.
I've never seen anyone wear that much leather.
I have.
I'm all turned around. Which way's north?
That way. Just keep the sun on your right in the morning, on your left in the afternoon, and eventually you'll hit Canada.
All right, y'all. I'd consider it a personal favor if you wouldn't tell nobody about this. Not embarrassing for an outlaw to be receiving charity.
We promise to tell them you robbed us. Well,
thank you kindly, ma'am. Let's ride. Yee-haw!
Shit!
He disappeared.
I'm glad everybody else saw that.
Oh, what the hell, Frank?
Okay, everybody, listen.
I want to get out in front of this. I have not toast anyone. I don't do that anymore. I'm an adult now.
We know, Steve. Look, everyone, we've got a lot to talk about, so let's head back inside and we'll all talk about it, okay? Suffice to say, things may get a little weird for a while. We're going to be okay. We'll take it as it comes, just like we did today. Let's go.
So, drinks are on you, then?
Yes. Yeah, Celeste, sure. Come on.
I have brought beers of celebration.
Thank you.
Nice work today, cousin.
Thank you again.
You handled it like a champ.
So did you.
I must say, I really jumped in there, didn't I? Hanging out with outlaws. Look at me.
Look at you.
Remember when we would watch Babylon 5?
Yes. Why can't that be my life?
I said that all the time, but now look.
It's like you've been training for this.
Exactly. It's the sci-fi nerds that you turn to when the weird shit hits the weird fan. Never forget.
I won't. But still, let's hope today was it, though. Maybe there was just some residual something, and now it's done.
Boring. Oh, hey, here's an idea. There's a customer coming up to the door right now. Let's judge if the weird shit is over by this next customer.
Fine. What are they driving?
They appear to be on foot.
That doesn't bode well for me.
It doesn't.
Hey there, welcome to the Horizon.
Thanks.
Need a room?
Sure. Why not?
Well, we're in the off season, so you've got your pick of all of them. How about room 7?
Okay.
It's our best one!
Great.
Just tonight? How long are you staying?
Not sure, actually.
No problem. Can I get a credit card to keep on file?
Oh, mind if I do the other thing?
The other... cash?
That's it. Yes, cash.
Sure. I need a $200 deposit, though.
Okay. That work?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Key is in the bedside table. Ice machine is between 3 and 4.
Okay. Thanks.
What's your name?
Verge.
Nice to meet you. I'm June. That's Frank.
Hi.
But enjoy your stay, and let us know if you need anything.
Sure. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. See? It's totally normal.
Welcome to the Horizon is brought to you in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bert, Bethany, Second Bethany, Kinger was here, Bob Wynn 221B, Bebop Didaba Doo-Wop, Warped Echoes, Jeremy Franco, Isaiah Coleman, Tammy Freeman, Angel Morales, So We Made It, Kiana Crow, Fossil Diver 84, Micah Collins, Jack Mendoza, Cody McClure, Eternal Companion, Frankenstein's Monster, Jingalos, Eris, Goddess of Discord, Billy the Space Wizard, Ditsy B, Teresa Wedgeworth, Kareen E, Kyle Church, I Am a Leaf on the Wind, Static Ego, Some Fucking Swamp Wizard, Palace Abundance, Lolly, Evan M. Dobson, Erastus, Going to Be Lit, Keith Davis, CH, Captain Emerald L, Wayne Hall, Omega Nye, Frank in a Field, Frank and Dad, Marcellus Moore, Colorado Southpaw, Fuzzle McBumpernitz, Neelix Tiny Wolf, Lux the Dragon, Christina Sennett, Shane Robertson, The Wandering Welshman, Anari King, Dane Koloff, Whatever Tabby, Peggy Luvatsky, Karen Harper, Nikolai Tolkachev, Capo the Sartorius, Shy Sparrows, Mr. Mikey Microphone, BLTN, Scott Gygax, Glenn Morris, Crushable Hail 53, Austin Wills, Locksmith Andy, Sophia in a Fur Coat, I So Pale, David Livingston, Rosalt, Hopeful Ghost, Nate the Milkman, Mags the Conqueror, Wes and Heather Have Made It, True Purple God, Eric, Katie Kate, Get Your Colonoscopy, It's the Grand Chahee's Birthday, Victor Casados, Smigs, Emily Schmemily, Work from Elvis, Von Grimm, Boho Go Bye Bye for JoJo Pogo, That's a No Go Bro, Cody Monster, Magical Computer Mage Mason, The Gabber Newspaper sounds like a ridiculous name, but they help protect democracy in Florida, Samuel Rolis, Charismo, Baby Baton Lee, Kyle Perino, Amber King, Sid the Sloth on a Bike, Priya Gandhi, Wandering Mermaid, Lil Stevie Pie, Return to Sender, Green Mountain Hermit with Azure Blue Eggs, R-Town, Two Polar Cat, Leader of the Council of Space Cats, Carl, the Teller of Dad Jokes, At Least Six Gems, Skylab's Multidimensional Quantum Cyberspace, Nikki H, Meathead Chris, TC Patrick Master of Dungeons, Any Crafts Anywhere, Galen Miller, Tess, Geriatric Youngin, The One True Space Chef, Mystic Hippie, Unforkable, Supercalifragilisticexpialix Alex Nickel, Emma Henson, Jimbo Jet, Daniel Nitz, Mavis Bacons, Kelly W., Holly Hooten, Alec Manning, Pyro's Calling, Noisemaster, Reese Pontiff, Too Many Gens, Cat Jot, Pamela Roselle Tierra, James Spillerosa, Sir Braxton Von Wendell III, Then Stina Says, Thud Tweed, Countess of Carbon, Luminous Elk, Rodian Caution, Love is for the Nerds, Captain Tyson, Karzaroth the Illusionist, Casper Needs a Hug, Quotes, Devin7777, Troy Aker, Mandy Kane, Lost Bassan, Nick Bush, Estelle, Jay Burns, Arafath the Alchemist, Kim Sell, Silly Goose, Honk Honk, This Tis Teeds Tor Tames, Ghost Saberwolf, The Sleepy Mystic, Mr. Alex Sir, Sarah Joy, Dolores Guerra Schnapp, Taters Precious, Teddy of the Wasteland, Daniel Gregory, Dr. Glass, Sweets, Char Noble, Amanda Short, Whitney, Destroyer of Worlds, Chut Brimble, Biggie, Aza, Deidre, Mike Whiskey and Your Friend Frosty, Ben Barr, Beastly Death, Sven the Unlikely, Ted Wasanasan, Virestria, Relentless Rick and the Massive Jess, Spoomples, The Captain, Shocking Developments Nearby, Shane Lee, Azules, Phantom's Moms, Callison, Daniel Arthur, Dex, Huey702S, Landa Party of Two, Cameron Winterborn Welsh, Fireball XL5, Alexica Habanera, Code Stranger, That Chick in Florida, Matt N, Julia Kringlin, Bobby G, Frelp, M. Len, Feed My Fish, JRR on SFP, Lahari, Rekka Ayumu, J. Spark, Evie Girl, Jesse Adams, Lucid Harbor, Diet Night, Mars Royalty, Take 20 Damage, Maisie's Bandstand, Kim Bob, Battle Pope and Bugaboo, Snorts Begorts, Fresh Squeezed, Patrick Holt, Unexciting K, Atlas B,
Hold It Now,
Hit It,
Yegor Luce, Alan Berglund, Maggie Cunningham, Dylan Winslow, Christian Davis Benj, V. Greenlee, Turtle Boy, Courtney Morris, Ryan Abbey, Arwen Freer, Fridge Pickle, Jacqueline Snyder, Basil in Their Tea, Wasabi Lube Moonshine, Wasabi Lube's Bum, Keegan Diamond, I Hope Something Good Happens to You Today, Yes, You, Ryan Abbey, Casey Howe, Bradley Ashby, Ang Ree, Spruce Box, Megan Okio, William Dyer, Vicky Abair, Julian Barber, Brad Manier, Jane, Manglerfish, Hannah Dale, Phantom Zone, Stabby Cacti, Crystal Delightful, Whisper Dan, Gruntled, Killshot Betty and her Steel-Eyed Bow, Turtles All the Way Down, Jackie Lowey, Crowed Nation, Crazed Bear, Evenola, Dr. Lattice Trash Angel, Andy Croft, Petting Dogs, Russell Bunny, Jane G, Max Savage, Apprehensive Craig, Tim Araneta, Black Squirrel, Bacon, Nicole Studioso, Rambo, Chaos Squatcher, Jimmy Snims, Lord Than and Lady Sarah, Stephanie Sturgis, Kirsten, Hurry Up and Wait, No Sarah Farmer, Just Her Octopod, Criddle, Arrow of Truth, Heidelberty, Tom Webster, Rashmi Venkatesh, McClump, Salazar the Dome Mage, The Bard with the Tuba, Hayward's Finest Garen Elizondo, Terrified Toddler, Alkalized Tertiary Amines, Ashton James, Elspeth, Skyland, Charlie DeLambert, ALR, Lily Davis, Sarah McGuire, Tonka 2005, Cruisin' B. Anthony, J. Way Mythical, Tybalt I, Stephen Schmidt, Xavier Romo, Tess Bart, Allie Frog, Talon Lawson, Freya Titmittens, Kira the Mermaid, Myticulous, Jessica Shelton, Screm Brulee, The Singing Loon, Zuzana, Celeste Yos, Stepon, Infinity Times Infinity, Noah and Katie, Sarah Murphy, Justin at the Tree Cave, Boodles, Reaper, Osvaldo Simeone, Siobhan Delilah Rose, Ashley Chapel Peoples, Ryan Ortega, Cole, Hot Plate of Biscuits and Gravy, Zehoni Vera, Sean Wright, Adelaide Dark, Corrine Sabrantha, Beatrice Bodacious, Kyle of Light, Rubius Fuzzlebutt, K. Mack, The Something Something Detective Agency, Hayabuda, Eli the Electrician, Sunny D. Anomaly, Charmay, The Wondrous Mathazophon, Liz Lasereyes, Hashtag Nissan Acura, Finnegan Robert, Flat Doug, Past Prologue, Trinket Coralie, Deary Darling, Banshee Ranch, Bookshift Managed, Ambient Drifting Man 80, Chris Hancock, Nicole 23, Victor in Cincinnati, Jack Lane, Tired Pirate Muffin, Jay Snoozton, Ness Bell, Caravan Shaker, Laura, Roman Ronan, John Pruitt, Camel Pope, Sammy Baldwin, Posh Baby Rentals Florida, Cryptessia the Donut Bride, Rebecca Trossel, Good God There Are So Many Names, Mitzi Lou, Kelsey Holm, Casper's Number One Fan, Amanda Marie Catherine, Damien the Goddamn Time Lawyer, Lola, Deli Cruz, Nan McVicker, Matt Mosby, Harry Fishnuts, Joshua Cody, Ostrana Weeb, Starlight, Berserking Off, David Pierini, Techno Ranger Rick, Mossy, La Cockney Francaise, Virgo Aries Infinity, Best Buds Danny and M, Ashley, A Bug Named Nat, Phantom Turtle, Potato Nation, CC Ryder, Hunter B, Rudra, Rusty Accord, Death the Kid, Big Whiskey, Magic Pony, Robert Oliveri, Dan Bowman, G. Longhorn, Paul A. Johnson, Dandy Bay, The Green Street Major, Podge Art, Dr. Punt Gusher Esquire, Creator 67, Bajolanth, Leif's One True Love, Genuine Jacob, Cosmic Shrug, Incorrigible Ross, SCRB Mark 11, Courtney DePona, Leap Flame, Eliza Smith, John Dew, Stu, Brick Hausdorf, Anthonomaly, Megan Mighty, Quilandis, Purple Saline, Miss Chris Still Making Sandwiches, Three Legs Are Perfectly Good, Kingpin, Anomalous Vandal, Antigone Brickman, Captain Blep, Evie Power, Kurt Bartnick, Your Favorite Kenny, Chelsea G, Terry, PJ Says Hi, Danny L, Blargo Blargo Blargo, Hicks Bezzy Mates, Disco Funkslinger, Zealous Pragma, Tuba Rick, Princess Donut the Queen Anne Chonk, It's Just Blake, Alice Malice, Sir Cat Dad, Theo Alex Dean, Kelly Jane Danke, Aaron the Optimist, Weirdly Nordic Leviathan, Lucrezia, Andrew Barner, Tamara Oliver, The Real Dirt Fairy, Marissa, Edgy Steve, Broccoini, Zackynat, Underwater Corvid, Spizzerinctum, Michael Christian, Ransom, Tarvok Stormbringer, Bunun My Salil, Late Indeed Again, Theron Pyralis, Dances with Burritos, Fiona Malisi, Onyx Rose, Jackie Wavelet, JR the Hiker Bear, Velocicate, Al Cave, Krusty McBeardface, Tracy, Maloran, Sweet Michelle, Kara, Call Me Zen, Colibri, Mel Momberg, Rogue, Menlore, The Dread Pirate Fred Fredberger, What the Chuck, Sono Nasuno, Ben and Jessica, Rachel Rachelson, Naya DeRusso, Peachy Zatuichi, Ruth McCormick, Justine Burbank, Dalek Steve, Dancing Dog Dreams, and Existentially Exhausted Being.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.